Of course, the spiritual side of it, that you feel connected. Hajj is Abrahamic tradition. Abraham built that house, which is Kaaba, and he did go around that. He called people. He was instructed by God to call people to come and visit this Kaaba. And he did that. So it's an Abrahamic tradition. Again, running between Safa and Marwa is again his wife's tradition. Sacrificing the sort of goat, again, his was doing with his son Ishmael. And again, stoning the evil was done by Ishmael. So if you look at all the rituals, which is part of the Hajj, is actually taking you back to those Abrahamic days. Having been all these places were definitely emotional in various respects, because when you see the Kaaba, then of course you think about how it was built and who are the people went around, what the pictures, what were they doing. And we heard so many stories of the events happened around Kaaba during the time of Prophet. So these stories were coming back to us again and again. When we are doing this Safa and Marwa, this mountains, again, it's quite a bit of journey. 7 times going round, you become tired, you cannot put your foot on the ground. But at that time, the strength you got, when you remember, my goodness, we are walking on a nice floor, and you have got water all the way around, some water which you can drink, because now at several places they have got cups and mugs and the water there. You can take a little bit of break. Just when you reflect on, my goodness, there's a mountain in the open air, hot, desert, and the lady was traveling in between, barefooted. How did she do it, and why am I tired so quickly? So that gives you additional strength to actually complete it. That if she could do it, why not? And she did it for some purpose, and which was liked by Allah, and Allah wanted us to mimic that. And so that was quite fulfilling. And for my wife, I think that gave her additional enjoyment, I would say, that process was carried out by a woman. But now Allah has made it compulsory for men and women to follow the same footsteps. I think that gave her immense pleasure, that God has not, or Allah has not, ignored the women.